Well, we come to our second big event. The first big event, which wasn't actually an event, because God has no beginning. It's not an event. In a way, well, he is, isn't he? He always has been, and he always will be. And that is the whole context of life and existence, for in him we live and move and have our being. So, brings us to creation. Creation. Oh, well, we could spend months just talking about creation, couldn't we? But there is the big event. For us, starts everything. And that's the word, isn't it? It starts everything. And it wasn't as if something had already started, which this then followed on from. Oh, the Bible tells us what God did, he did from fresh. This was not with existing tech, if you like. This was not something that he kind of looked here and looked there and put a piece of this here and he had something in another solar system there and that could all sort of be brought together and make this thing happen. No, he brought it into existence as something new, as something that was not there before, whatever the there is, because God doesn't have space like we have. He doesn't sort of have to sort of live within boundaries, or he hasn't got a time where he works to that. All of that began when he spoke. Time began, our time, and the world began, and more than the world, all the worlds that are up there began. They had a beginning point, and that beginning point is in God. It wasn't something that just happened. How could anything just happen? You and I didn't just happen. Nothing in this room just happened. It was design, wasn't it? Somebody was thought this through and how this was all to work together. And of course, that's where we stand so apart from those who in fact say that, well, we don't know quite how it happened, that something happened, there was something there, and that something did something, and we ended up with something, and that something just came more, and then here we are, thinking, people, listening, people who make things like we have here, people that can do things. Well, really, no, that couldn't just happen. It would go the other way. It would go downhill. It wouldn't go uphill to better things. If you just left things to just happen, well, try it in your garden. Just try your garden. Just let it happen. And you'll be sad at the results. That's the same, isn't it? So it began. And it began, and we need not be sort of ashamed of this. It began in the way the Bible says. We don't have to say Genesis 1 is a bit of poetry or just something that made kind of sense to people then. It began in those 6 days that were given. And then on the seventh day, God rested from his work. And we'll be thinking a little bit about that this evening when we're in Hebrews chapter 4. So it was a week with the days and the nights. There are days and nights that we understand as days and nights and time that move forward in the way the time moves forward for us. It didn't sort of move in a sort of snail's pace kind of way then. And then suddenly at one point or other, we had days and weeks like we have now. But it all started exactly like that. And we need not think, well, that's going to be difficult. How are we going to get round evidence? It seems to suggest the opposite. How are we going to explain that? Don't worry about that. Science is always finding out more. And the more it finds, actually, the more helpful it becomes. It becomes more and more helpful. It's got to. It's almost as if we have Genesis chapter 1 into chapter 2. There it is. It's like in science, there, that is the explanation. There is the explanation. And we're looking at the world about us and finding evidence, understanding that evidence in the light of the Bible. And guess what? Scientists find, when you look at what's out in the world there, that a young Earth, because that's what we believe, a young Earth, that actually fits data that we have. And when people say, well, what about this? Or what about that? Don't worry. Because usually what happens is that sooner or later, there's a hole in that theory. And you then have to sort of say, well, you've made big assumptions here. You've kind of thought, well, everything stays exactly the same through millions and millions of years. The idea would be the Earth is 6 billion years, I think. Up there, or the solar system, 6 million, is it? 13 million for the solar system. Right. I say no, I think about 6,000 for the the world there, if you like, and 4,000 years since the flood. And what we see fits in quite comfortably, really, with all of that. And we need not panic and we need not worry. There's the big event. And the big event, of course, as well as producing all animal kind, produced you and me, produced human beings, produced Adam and Eve, from whom we descend. And therefore, we now have people who can relate to God. People who can relate to God or not relate to God, as the case may be. Animal kind didn't have that, couldn't sort of respond to God in the way that you and I can. Of course, we've got to talk about another big event, haven't we, in a couple of weeks' time when we come from creation, and then we come to the fall and what that left us with. But there we were, right at the beginning, Adam and Eve, who didn't have within them something that meant they had to sin. There wasn't something that compelled them to sin, but there was something in them that's not going to be in us when we're converted and when we find our way to heaven, that they could still choose to disobey. They could still look at what was there, and they had some special capacity in them. They were unique in that way, which left them able, even with all that they knew, even with all that they had, to make a different choice, which is, of course, what they did. But in the beginning, and some people, Christians, would say, well, we believe in an older earth and deep time, and we believe in what's called theistic evolution. So things happened and things died, and then other things came, and gradually you've got something appearing like a human being turned up on the scene, and there it is. So no, death actually came as a result of sin. Death wasn't there until sin was there. That's what we read in Romans chapter 5. And so no, we say, what God has said makes sense, actually, all the rest of the Bible. Because you read what the Lord Jesus said, well, he believed in creation. He believed in what we believe in that way. And he's the Son of God. And I think he knows what he's saying there somehow, don't you? So don't panic. Don't panic. You hold to that view of creation, that event proceeding from God. He could speak, and it was so, because God is all-powerful and he's supernatural. And so some of the things that we can't get our heads around, he most certainly can. And that's the world which still, that we're going to have to talk about the fall, still has a lot of that beauty, a lot of that goodness, a lot of that richness that was there right at the beginning. And that's what keeps it still such an amazing world today to study. So there we are, creation, the big event. And we could have said, couldn't we, a lot more on it. But anyway, we're going to sing the next hymn, 123. 123, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds.